I'm Andrea Bernstein. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Today could be the end of the line for a 25-year struggle in Sri Lanka between the rebel group the Tamil Tigers and the Sri Lankan government. State television in Sri Lanka says the supreme leader of the Tamil Tiger Rebels, or LTTE, Velupalle Prabhakaran, has been killed by government forces in fighting in the north of the country that has been escalating in recent weeks and caught up thousands of civilians in the fierce fighting. And here to give us the latest in Sri Lanka is the head of the BBC's Tamil service, Manivannan Tirumuli, who joins us from Bush House, from our partners, the BBC in London. Manivannan, this is an important historic moment. A quarter century of fighting in Sri Lanka is over, but not everyone is overjoyed.
Yes, the Tamil Tigers supporters and the hardcore people who wanted a solution militarily would possibly not be overjoyed. But this is a very important event, very watershed kind of an event in the history of the ethnic conflict. The armed insurgency phase of the Tamil struggle for self-determination and their grievances seems to be over.
So does Velupalle Prabhakaran, the leader of the Tamil Tigers, does he embrace a kind of martyrdom here? And does he go on as a sort of a legend of the fight that was once lost? Or is this the end of the line for the militancy?
It seems to be the end of the line for the militancy. But as far as Prabhakaran's legend is concerned, only history will decide. But among his supporters and the section of the Tamil population, he will certainly become a folk hero who fought for them, much though his methods would have been controversial, and in spite of the flaws and deficiencies and shortcomings in the movement's methodology, the supporters would see him as a hero, definitely.
Now, there was talk over the weekend of mass suicides, that the civilian and humanitarian situation was reaching a critical stage. What have you managed to learn in a situation which can only be described as incredibly difficult to get confirmed information?
Absolutely. This has been a war without witnesses, as the independent media access has been denied into the war area by the Sri Lankan government. So there has been no independent witnesses except for the occasional ICRC volunteers and UN workers. Other than that, there have been no independent witnesses. But the weekend reports about mass suicides of cadres and civilians have not really proved right, because we haven't heard much about any mass suicides. There have definitely been civilian misery in the form of fleeing civilians and civilians getting killed in the crossfire, but no mass suicide as such.
I imagine the expatriate communities of Tamils all around the world are really agonizing over the news reports. As you say, it's difficult to get any confirmed information. What's it been like in those communities around the world?
Very difficult. The diaspora community has been largely seen as the supporters of the Tamil Tiger movement. A significant section of the Tamil diaspora has been the financiers, providing the financial oxygen for the movement. They have been emotionally involved supporting the movement, mainly because possibly they felt alienated from the Sri Lankan state because of the political grievances. So the end of the militant phase of the struggle would definitely be a disappointment for the diaspora.
And much political work yet to be done. Manivannan Tirumuli of the BBC Tamil Service, thanks for joining us, giving us a briefing on what appears to be the end of 25 years of war between the Tamil Tigers and the Sri Lankan government.